Is your heart ready to hear from God this morning? Amen. It's always a pleasure for me to introduce a friend of mine and a friend of First Baptist Church. We've heard from him before, but we'll never tire of him. Butch, if you want to come and just let us know what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here this morning?
Amen.
Well, clap your hands and let the Lord know that you're happy to be here this morning. Amen. As we continue to keep Pastor Trey and his family in prayer, we pray and we continue to ask God that he would bless and move in our hearts as things begin to happen all over the world. We as Christians can no longer sit by idly on our hands and allow it to happen. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or a woman availeth much. And we have that power and that ability to change things that are going on, not only in our neighborhoods, not only in our state, but this world with the power of our prayers. Question is, do you believe your prayers this morning? That didn't sound convincing at all. Do you believe your prayers this morning?
Amen.
So as we touch the hem of Jesus' garment and we pray for Pastor Trey, continue to pray for our nation and just the things that are going on as we know that God has the ability, if he can heal cancer, if he can open blinded eyes, if he can bring Lazarus from the dead, there's nothing that's too hard for God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, that's all right. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse. Numbers, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse. And when you have it, could you stand as we go to God and break bread this morning? When you have it, say amen. Not there yet. When you have it, say amen. Okay, we're a little bit further. When you have it, say amen. There we go. That's better. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with drawn sword in hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. Father God, we bless you and we honor you this morning. God, as we stand in the gap for the man of God that stands in this pulpit, God, we ask that you would continually heal his body. Smitten by God and afflicted, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace is upon you, and by your stripes, he and his family are healed. God, we ask that you would continue to move in this place, God. We ask that you would continue to bless the leadership of this church. We ask that you would continue to bless the members of this church, God, and just continue to pour blessings out on them. We thank you, God, for what they're doing. And we ask, God, that you would just continue to look, camp a hedge of protection around this church, God. Regardless of what's going on in the world, God, we know right now that we're praying for First Baptist Church in Robinson, God, that you would bless and heal and strengthen this church. These things we ask in your loving son Jesus' name. And the church said?
Amen.
And the church said?
Amen.
Shake somebody's hand and tell them that you're glad they're here this morning. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with drawn sword in hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. This morning I want to use as a short subject, listen to your donkey. Listen to your donkey. In the story of selfishness, Balaam, whose name is pronounced Balaam, was a diviner, a seer of the Torah, a non-Israelite prophet, son of Beor, and a wicked man. And although he refused to speak what God did not say, and although he would not curse the Israelites, the Bible said he was still a man that hated God. Numbers 22:1-4, Balak, the king of Moab, seeing what the Israelites had done to the Amorites, verse 3 said that he became exceedingly afraid and sick with dread, that he sent for Balaam, who he believed had a strong reputation and was able to influence the hand of God. In verse 6, he said, I believe whom Balaam, or Balaam, if you will, bless will be blessed, and whom he cursed, that person will be cursed. as this king not understanding the irrevocable blessings of God and God's standing curse, that anyone that attempts to curse what is God's, I want you to remember that part, anyone that attempts to curse that which is God's, Genesis 12:1, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you. Those that curse you, I will curse, and I will make your families to be blessed. This is a promise that God has given every child of God. If you don't remember nothing else today, please remember that promise, that blessing that God spoke in Genesis 12:2 belongs to you. Amen. But this king, not understanding that blessing that's been placed over that and that curse that has been placed over those that would try to come against us, Balaam spoke of God, verse 8, as if he had an intimate relationship with him. Because he said, look, y'all lodge here. Stay right here. And he says, I will tell you what the Lord says to me. And although God did speak to this man, he also spoke to his donkey, showing that the donkey was much more smarter than he would ever be. Because despite God giving Balaam a clear word, verse 12, you shall not go with them to curse my people, he, being motivated by greed, sought God further, thinking God was going to change his mind. How many know that when it comes to sin, God is not going to change his mind? Amen? Amen. And we also know that God has the final say. Amen? 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 If you believe that, clap your hands this morning. Yeah. Well, does he? Does he really have the final say? Because there isn't a person in here that has not overridden what God has said. Not a person. So God does not have the final say. He's supposed to, but sometimes we think we know better than God. It's quiet. Because although God gave him permission to go, God also knew that he intended to say whatever brought him the highest bid. And despite God's final say to us, we've laughed, we've balked, we've ignored God, and to be quite honest with you, some of us are still paying for it. Some of us are still paying for not listening to God. As that angel or that presence of God that positioned itself to kill the enemy of God still stands in our presence as we murmur, complain, and wonder why we don't feel the presence of God like we used to, when we are the reasons for our own undoing. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Because a lot of us being in church so long, and a lot of us being religious, and a lot of us knowing the Bible, and a lot of us knowing our relationship with God, we still think we know better than God, and we are the reasons for our undoing day in and day out. And some of us decades later are still paying for those thoughts and deeds and things that we've done. Because it's funny how Balaam, the seer, was supposed to be able to communicate through animals while his donkey obeyed God. Pastor Trey called me and told me he was under the weather, and y'all got to know I love Pastor Trey. Pastor Trey is my guy. I love this guy. I mean, other than him being a Kentucky fan, he's all right. He's all right. I'll let that slide. But he called me and he said he was under the weather, and he asked me would I be able to fill in for him. And me not wanting to tell him that I'm under the weather myself, he said, do you have anything prepared? And I said, God will make a way. But this morning, early this morning, as I was going over this and I was trying to come up with a catchy title for my message, I thought about, don't be a donkey. Nah. Are you a donkey? Nah. Be smarter than a donkey? Nah. When the real question that I wanted to ask was, are you listening to God? Are you truly, truly listening to the voice of God and what he says? Because all of us have donkeys in our lives that are speaking to us, and for some reason, we are not listening to that, be it pride, be it selfishness, stubbornness, things that have happened to our past. A lot of us refuse to listen to that inner donkey inside of us. My inner donkey told me Friday when I was at the mall going to Ulta with my wife, and I refused because that's a lady chick store, and I'm not going to be seen in a chick store. And God is my witness, I had wished I had listened to my donkey and went into that store, because the rest is history. It's not that funny. And we've all had those moments when we were mad at our spouse, our children, our coworkers, our boss, and we felt the need to get their attention and teach them a lesson by giving them the silent treatment, the cold shoulder and beyond. But what does that inner donkey say about that? Can I get somebody to play the piano for me? Because here's the thing that I want you to know. As you make these New Year's resolutions, you know, every year we're going to be a new me. We're going to work out. We're going to eat less. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to be a better person. And I'm still just going to be cranky butch. I'm not going to tell any stories. I'm just still going to be cranky butch. That's what they call me at work. Amen. Cranky old man. I'm going to ask you. But as you make these New Year's resolutions, remember your donkey. Remember that inner thing that's telling you you've got to forgive. Remember that donkey that's on the inside of you that's telling you that you've got to go on. Remember that donkey that's inside of you telling you that you forgot. You've got to forget about the past. You've got to leave it alone. You've got to stop being a busybody. You've got to stop being nosy. Remember that. Because there's so much that God is desiring to do in our lives, not just 2016, because we can make all the New Year's resolutions till God comes back. If you're not ready, willing, and able to change, that angel will be standing there with the sword drawn. Listen to your donkeys. Because Saul, 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, refusing to obey God, was asked, what is that bleeding of the sheep and the lowing of the ox? Before the kingdom of God was taken from him and given to David, Samson laying on the lap of Delilah, breaking the final tenet of the Nazareth vow, asked God to remember him once again and let him die with the Philistines as he died a disgraceful death. Peter, Matthew 26, telling Jesus, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you, as he cursed and screamed at the man that identified him, saying, I do not know this man, as the rooster crowed for the third time. Each and every one of these men had something down on the inside that told them, listen to the voice of God, obey the voice of God, do what God is telling you, and they went their own way. Will you listen to your donkey today? Tomorrow? The next day? Because there is an angel that is standing with swords drawn. Not to kill you, but standing there, blocking you from going any further. As you wonder, where is God in my life? It seems like I'm going through the same thing day after day, week after year after year. I just can't seem to get ahead. When I read the Bible, I don't feel anything. I don't sense anything. Why is that angel blocking your path from going further? Swords drawn, not to kill you, but you're not going anywhere. As your donkey tells you, you know what it is. You have to pick that phone up and make that call. You have to step away from the situation. You have to etch a sketch it from your mind so that it's no longer there and God can move for you. Because if your conscience doesn't condemn you, what can God do to get your attention? Could you bow your heads in prayer? Father God, whether we take something that's corny or kooky to help us remember something, God, we know at the bottom of our lives and everything that we go through, God, that you should be first and foremost. Whether it's a donkey, whether it's an angel, whether it's a sword, whatever the case may be, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that each and everyone under the sound of my voice, when they want to be proud and when they want to be haughty and when they don't want to forgive and they don't want to move forward, God, I pray that you remind them of that donkey that moved and crushed Balaam's leg and fell underneath him and began to speak and saying, "Don't you see that angel standing with the sword drawn?" God, let that spirit of God within us remind us that in order for us to walk in completeness, in order for us to walk in what you've called us to do, God, we have to listen to our inner spirit that tells us to do and to say the right thing. God, I pray that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I pray that whatever they're dealing with, whatever they're struggling with, God, whatever situation they may be going through in their lives, God, I pray that they listen to that donkey. Listen to their conscience. Listen to their heart. Listen to God. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I quickly ask this question. Is there one here this morning that maybe the donkey within you was speaking and telling you to forgive and telling you to move on, but you wanted to do your own thing to prove a point, but you understand and you realize now that that was wrong? With every head bowed and every eye closed, I quickly ask this question. If that's you today, could you just raise your hand and slip it back down? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, you've seen those hands that have been raised and those hearts that are being changed now, God. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would move in their lives as they listen to that inner spirit and they know that they want to be able to start 2017 on a positive note, not thinking about the past, not dreading the past, not being worried about the past, but knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, God, that it is you and you alone. And whatever situation may be messed up in their lives, God, that you will make it straight. Continue to bless this church, bless the leadership of this church, Pastor Trey and his family, God. And I thank you for strength, peace, and prosperity in this church. These things we ask in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.